This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the effects of Tawbah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the effects of Tawbah in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that when we perform the repentance, a true repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, He forgives our sins. But on the second stage, what we can talk about is that He changes our mistakes to the good deeds. He changes the sins into the good deeds in our book of deeds. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said and He has promised us. In chapter Furqan, verse 70, Allah has said clearly that man taba wa amana, the one who does the repentance and he believes, wa amila amalan salihan, and who perform the good deeds, fa'ulaika, therefore for them, yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanatin. For them, Allah changes their sayyi'at, their sins, into hasanat, into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is always forgiving, merciful. Now this is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He loves us. Obviously, He has created us. You know, when we make something on a paper, maybe we are doing a drawing, we draw something on a paper, and if someone comes and he tries to remove it, we don't allow them. If we are making something, I don't know, anything, we have an attachment with it and we are not ready to destroy that thing because we love it. We have that attachment with it being a human being. Therefore, think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us, who has created us as ashraful makhluqat, the best of creatures. And then He says, I am the most merciful. And therefore, that's why He forgives us when we ask for repentance. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the effects of Tawbah in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that the second effect of Tawbah is that Allah will change our sins into the good deeds, as He has promised in chapter Furqan, verse 70. The reason is that Allah has created us, and He loves us the most because we are His creatures. You know, even about the prophets, it is said that when the prophets used to raise their hands for their nations, when they were not listening to them, when they were not coming to the right path, they used to raise their hand and ask for the punishment of their nations. Allah used to stop them at the first stage, and He used to ask them that you need to work more on them, this is not the time, and He used to give them the chance. And once they were not accepting that chance, at that time He used to basically punish them through different punishments. But the main point is why Allah used to give them the chances, why He sent the prophets, why He used to send different signs for those people. It's because He loved them. He has created us. He created us. He loves us. And because He has created us as ashraful makhluqat, the best of creatures, obviously we are the best of creatures. He has put in us, he has given us the soul, the spirit, He has given us this body. We have the material aspect and the lightning aspect of the angels. We have both aspects in us. Therefore, it is necessary upon us to know our importance in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do the repentance so that we get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.